Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on how people in the United States are dealing with the problem of rape.
We've got to change our culture.
Then we report on the medical invention that could save the lives of millions of babies.
It's basically an insulated piece of air, so it's like the difference between double and single glazing.
Helping young women in America protect themselves from rape. And protecting babies from the problems that strike because they are born too early. Those are our stories today on As It Is from VOA. Sexual assault, sexual attack, happens in countries all around the world. Recent news reports about gang rapes in India and sexual violence at universities have pushed the issue into intense public attention. Many Americans are dealing with the problem. They are hearing and reading about the issue from awareness and activism at colleges to programs to fight it at the highest levels of government. Bob Doty reports.
No! No!
Lindsay Armeo is taking a self-defense class at a college just outside Washington.
This class has just been a great tool to me because I know, like, what's going on in other campuses, and I know that I can defend myself.
It's easy to understand why young women want to learn self-defense skills. A just-released study shows that women 18 to 24 had the highest rate of rape and sexual assault of females in all other age groups. The study, by the U.S. Department of Justice, was made between 1995 and 2013. And many of those assaults are taking place at American colleges and universities. Daniel Carter is an advocate for campus security. He says, while self-defense is an important part of preventing sexual assault, it doesn't deal with the root of the problem.
We've got to change our culture of tolerating it, of allowing both stranger and acquaintance perpetrators to re-offend, and having a society that allows it and looks the other way.
Cassie Edwards also takes part in the self-defense class. She agrees. In October of 2008, she was sexually assaulted at her university in Florida. She was working at the college library at the time.
I had a truck of books, and I was getting ready to put them on the shelf, and I noticed a man was on the same floor, and he was in a hoodie. And I didn't think anything of it, and I went down the aisle to put the books on the shelf, and then the man came from behind, and he put me in a chokehold, and he brought me to the floor, and that's when he raped me.
Cassie Edwards says she reported the assault to police, but her attacker was not caught. He went on to rape at least three other women before he was finally arrested and found guilty of the rapes and for the murder of his girlfriend. Since she was attacked, Cassie Edwards has reached out to other rape victims.
I think me talking helps other victims see that, you know, it's not something that you should be ashamed of.
Cassie Edwards has also worked with the Obama administration campaign to end sexual violence on American campuses.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To not look the other way.
The campaign includes a public service announcement featuring movie stars, musicians, and politicians, including the president.
As far as we've come, the fact is that from sports leagues to pop culture to politics, our society still does not sufficiently value women. We still don't condemn sexual assault as loudly as we should. We make excuses. We look the other way. The message that sends can have a chilling effect on our young women.
As the issue of sexual assault continues to be discussed, the hope is that one day soon, women of all ages can walk the streets and campuses of America without fear. I'm Bob Doty.
You are listening to As It Is on the Voice of America. Premature birth is the biggest killer of children worldwide. About 1 million babies around the world every year die of problems that strike because they are born too early. Many of these babies could have been saved if they had been placed in an incubator. Weak or sick newborns can be cared for in an incubator for special protection and treatment until they are stronger. Yet this costly device is mostly unavailable in developing countries. A young British researcher says he has found a solution, a low-cost, inflatable incubator. More now from Jonathan Evans.
Doctors say many expectant mothers in developing countries give birth to babies too soon, especially in refugee camps. They say the premature births happen because the mothers have poor nutrition and live in unhealthy conditions. The tiny babies are born before their lungs are fully developed. Undeveloped lungs make them more likely to develop deadly infections. If placed in an incubator, they can continue to develop in a warm, controlled environment. However, one incubator costs about $50,000. Some hospitals in developing nations are unable to pay for the devices. But 23-year-old design engineering student James Roberts says his inflatable incubator may help solve this problem. He calls the incubator Mom.
It's basically an insulated piece of air, so it's like the difference between double and single glazing, so it's easier to keep the inside at a stable heat environment, heat temperature.
The Mom incubator is collapsible. When folded, the device looks like an ordinary travel bag. James Roberts developed the idea for the incubator after watching a documentary film on events in Syria. He says he wanted to find a way to help premature babies in developing countries. James Roberts found a way to provide power to his incubator design. Power failures happen often in refugee camps. But a car battery can provide power for the Mom incubator. The incubator can run for 24 hours until main power sources return.